This is the Sakar Merli of the 24th of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, keep the study that the Father teaches you in your intellects and teach it to others. Give everyone the introduction of the Father and the world cycle. Question. Souls play their parts in the Golden Age and also in the Iron Age, but what is the difference? Answer. When souls play their parts in the Golden Age, they don't perform any sinful actions. Every action there is neutral, because Ravan doesn't exist there. Then, when souls play their parts in the Iron Age, every action is sinful, because vices exist here. You are now at the Confluence Age, and you have all of this knowledge. Om Shanti. You children know that you are sitting in front of Baba. Baba too knows that you children are sitting in front of him. You also know that the Father is giving you teachings, which you then have to give to others. First of all, give them the Father's introduction, because everyone has forgotten the Father and his teachings. The teachings that the Father is now giving you will be given again after 5,000 years. No one else has this knowledge. The main thing is the Father's introduction. You then have to explain that we are all brothers. All the souls of the whole world are also brothers. Everyone is playing the part he has received through his body. The Father has now come to send you to the new world, which is called heaven. However, all of us brothers are impure. Not a single one is pure. Only the one Father is the purifier of all the impure ones. This is the impure, vicious, corrupt world of Ravan. Ravan means the five vices of women and the five vices of men. Baba explains in a very simple way. You too can explain in the same way. Therefore, first of all, explain that he is the Father of us souls. We are all brothers. Ask them if this is okay. Tell them to write down that we are all brothers and that our Father is one. He is the supreme soul of all of us souls. He is called the Father. Make this sit in their intellects firmly, and then the notion of omnipresence can be removed. First of all, teach them about Alpha. Tell them, write this down clearly. Previously, I used to say that he was omnipresent, but now I understand that he is not omnipresent and that we are all brothers. All souls speak of God the Father, the Supreme Father. First of all, instill the faith in them that they are souls and not the Supreme Soul, and that God is not present in us. A soul is present in each one. Souls play their parts with the support of their bodies. Make this very firm. Acha, the Father then also gives us the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. No one else knows what the age of this world cycle is. Only the Father explains this to us while he sits in the form of the teacher. It is not a question of hundreds of thousands of years. This cycle is accurate and predestined. You have to understand this. Note down that the golden and silver ages have now become the past. They are called heaven and semi-heaven, where there is the kingdom of deities. One has 16 celestial degrees, and the other has 14 degrees. The degrees continue to decrease gradually. The world definitely becomes old. The impact of the Golden Age is very great. The very name is heaven, the new world. You just have to praise it. In that new world, there is just the one original, eternal deity religion. First, give the Father's introduction, and then that of the world cycle. You also have pictures to enable them to have faith. This world cycle continues to turn. In the Golden Age, it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, and in the Silver Age, it was the kingdom of Rama and Sita. That is half the cycle. After those two ages have passed, the Copper and Iron Ages come. The kingdom of Ravan begins in the Copper Age. The system of vices is created when the deities go on to the path of sin. In the Golden and Silver Ages, all are viceless. There is just the original eternal deity religion there. Show everyone these pictures and also explain to them orally how the Father has become our teacher and teaches us in this way. The Father himself comes and gives his own introduction. He himself says, "I come to purify the impure. Therefore, I definitely need a body. Otherwise, how could I speak? I am the living being, the truth, and the immortal one." Souls go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. It is souls who become pure and impure. And this is why it is said, pure soul and impure soul. All the sanskars are in the souls. The sanskars of the past and sinful actions are carried by souls. In the Golden Age, there are no sinful actions. You play your parts by performing actions, but those actions are neutral. These terms are also mentioned in the Gita, and you now understand them in a practical way. You know that Baba has come to change this old world and make a new world. Where all the actions are neutral, it is called the Golden Age. And where all actions are sinful, it is called the Iron Age. You are now at the Confluence Age. Baba tells you everything about both sides. The Golden and Silver Ages are a pure world where there are no sins. There is no mention of vice there. Sins begin when the kingdom of Ravan begins. The pictures of the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan are in front of you. The Father explains that this is a study. No one but the Father knows this. This study should remain in your intellects. When you remember the Father, the cycle also enters your intellects. You remember everything in a second. It takes longer to speak about it. The tree is like this, and it has three fountains emerging from it. You can remember a tree and its seed in a second. Just as there is a seed of such and such a tree, and that fruit will grow on it. So you explain the significance of how this is the unlimited human world tree. Everything has been explained to you children about how the dynasty continues for half a cycle, and how there is then the kingdom of Ravan. Those who are residents of the golden and silver ages will then become residents of the copper age. The tree continues to grow. The kingdom of Ravan begins after half a cycle, when everyone becomes vicious. The inheritance that you received from the Father lasted you for half a cycle. He gave you this knowledge, and then gave you your inheritance. That is, you experience the reward, which means that you experience the happiness of the golden and silver ages. That is called the land of happiness, the golden age. There is no sorrow there. Everything is explained to you in such a simple way. Whether you explain to one or to many, you have to pay attention. When you explain, although they nod in agreement, you must also tell them, "Note this down, and if you have any doubt, you can ask about it." We explain things to you that no one else knows. They don't know anything, and so what would they ask? Baba tells you the significance of the unlimited tree. You understand this knowledge at this time. The Father has told you how you go around the cycle of 84 births. Note this down very carefully, and then think about it. Just as a teacher gives you an essay to revise at home, similarly, give this knowledge to others and then see what happens. Continue to question them. Explain each and every aspect to them very clearly. Explain the duties of the father and the teacher, and then those of the guru. You called out to him to come and purify us, impure ones. When souls become pure, they receive pure bodies. As is the gold, so is the jewellery made from it. If you take 24 carat gold and don't use alloy, the ornaments made from it would also be Satobrittan. Because alloy has been mixed into you, you have become Tamobrittan. At first, Bharat was the 24 carat golden sparrow. That is, it was the Satobrittan new world. Then it became Tamobrittan. Only the Father explains this. No human being or guru knows this. You call out to him to come and purify you. However, that is the task of the guru. When people reach their stage of retirement, they adopt gurus. The place beyond sound is the incorporeal world where souls reside. This is a corporeal world. This is the meeting of the two. There are no bodies. No actions are performed there. The Father has all of this knowledge. According to the Dharma plan, he is called knowledgeful. Because he is the living being, the truth, and the blissful one, he is also called knowledgeful. You call him the purifier and the knowledgeful Shiv Baba. His name is always Shiva. All souls come down and adopt various names to play their parts. They call out to the Father, but they don't understand anything. There definitely has to be the lucky chariot in whom the Father can come and take you to the pure world. So the Father explains, Sweet children, I come in the body of this one, who is now at the end of his many births. He takes the full 84 births. I have to come in the lucky chariot. Sri Krishna is number one. He is the master of the new world. He then comes down. After the golden age, he goes through the silver, copper, and iron ages. You are now becoming golden from iron. The father says, simply remember me, your father. There was none of this knowledge in the soul whose body I entered. It is because I enter him that he is called the lucky chariot. Otherwise, the most elevated of all are Lakshmi and Narayan. Therefore, I should enter one of them. However, God doesn't enter them. This is why neither of them can be called the lucky chariot. He has to purify the impure by coming in this chariot. Therefore, this one must definitely be iron-aged and tamo-pratan. He himself says, I come at the end of this one's many births. These words are accurately mentioned in the Gita. The Gita is called the most elevated jewel of all scriptures. It is at this confluence age that the Father comes and establishes the Brahmin and deity clans. The Father comes at the end of many births, that is, he comes at the confluence age. He says, I am the seed. Sri Krishna is a resident of the golden age. He cannot be seen in any other place. While he takes rebirth, the name, form, land and time all change, even the features change. At first, the small child is very beautiful, and then he grows up. He then leaves that body and takes a small body again. This play is predestined and fixed in the drama. When he takes the next body, he can no longer be called Sri Krishna. The next body is given a different name. The time, features, date, moment, etc. all change. The history and geography of the world repeat identically. Therefore, this drama continues to repeat. You have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The name of the world and the name of the age continue to change. This is now the confluence age. I come at the confluence age. I tell you the true history and geography of the whole world. No one else knows everything from the beginning to the end. Because of not knowing the duration of the Golden Age, they have spoken of hundreds of thousands of years. All of these things are now in your intellects. Make this firm for yourselves. The Father is the Father, Teacher and Satguru, and he is giving us very good methods to become Satapritan once again. It also says in the Gita, renounce all bodily relations, including your body. Consider yourself to be a soul. You definitely do have to return home. On the path of devotion, they make so much effort to attain God. That is the land of liberation, where they are free from having to act. We go and sit in the incorporeal world. When an actor goes home, he is liberated from his part. Everyone wants to attain liberation. No one can attain eternal liberation. This drama is eternal and imperishable. Some say that they don't like their parts of coming and going. However, no one can do anything about that. This eternal drama is predestined. Not a single one can attain eternal liberation. All of those things are the different types of human dictates. These are the elevated directions to make you the most elevated. Human beings cannot be called elevated, Shri. Deities are called elevated, and everyone bows down to them as idols. That is because they were elevated. Sri Krishna was a deity, the Prince of Heaven. How could he come here? He did not speak the Gita. People go in front of Shiva and ask him for liberation. He neither goes into liberation in life nor into bondage in life. Therefore, people call out to him for liberation. He also gives you liberation in life. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. All of us souls are brothers. Make this lesson firm and inspire others to do the same. Make your sanskars completely pure by having remembrance. 2. In order to become 24 carat pure gold, that is Satupritan, keep the deep philosophy of action, neutral action and sinful action in your intellect. And don't perform any more sinful actions. Blessing. May you be master knowledgeful and instead of dancing in fear, constantly dance in happiness. The children who are master knowledgeful will not dance in fear. Now change the sanskar of climbing that ladder one moment and coming down the next, and you will go very fast. Simply use your authority and knowledge and cooperation from the family and continue to keep your hand in the Father's hand. You will then continue to dance in happiness. There cannot then be any dance of fear. However, it is when you hold Maya's hand that that dance happens. Slogan: those whose thoughts and deeds are great are Master Almighty Authorities. Aviat Signal: in this Aviat month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. Perform every action, create every thought, and speak every word while being a Master Trikaldashi. No action will then be wasteful or meaningless. To be a Trikaldashi means to be stable in the stage of a detached observer as you work with your physical organs. You will then not be influenced by those actions. Constantly be detached from your work and have no bondage of your actions, and you will then attain your highest stage. Om Shanti.